Shlishi, Veschele v'chatos yakter ha-mizbecho. And the fats of the korban chatos, he will smoke on the mizbeach. This is referring to the fats of his par l'chatos, and the fats of the sa'ir l'ashem, the goat of the that was brought l'ashem. And although the pasuk does not tell us which fats were brought on the mizbeach, we learn out which fats they are from the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, pasuk Ches, where there Rashi tells us that there are extra words in the parsha of Par Kohen HaMashiach. And the pasuk says over there the extra words of Ves Kol Chelev Parachatas Yoram Imenu. From those words, Rashi there tells us that we learn out that just like by the Par Kohen HaMashiach, the emurim that were brought on the Mizbeach were the kloyos, the kidneys, the chalavim, the fats, the yoseres, and the diaphragm, so too by the Par Yom HaKippurim, the same emurim, the same fats, were brought on the Mizbeach. Ha-mishaleach es ha-sor la-zozel, and the person who send the goat la-zozel and threw the goat off the cliff, yichavis begodo v'rochas es b'sor b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah. Then he must wait until the sun sets, Harav Shemesh, V'achrechein Yovo El HaMachne. Afterwards, he may enter the Machne, which means the Machne Shechina, the Azor. Ve'is Parachatos, ve'seir Achatos. And the remaining parts of the bull for the Chatos, and the goat for the Chatos, Asher Huva es Domom L'chapir Ba'Kodesh, whose blood was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yoitzi El Mechus LaMachne, he will take out of all three Machanois these animals, v'sarfu v'esh, and he will burn them in fire, es oroisam, their hides, ves besorum, and their flesh, ves pirsham, and their waste. Just like any chatas pnimi, any chatas whose blood was brought inside the oil maid, was completely burnt, all the remaining parts were burnt, the same halacha was by the par and sor of Yom Kippur. V'hasarif oisam, and the one that will burn these animals, Yechabis Begodov Rochas Espesor Bamayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, and then he will wait until Harav Shemesh, the sun, will set, V'achrechein Yova El HaMachane, and afterwards he will be allowed to enter the Machne Shechina, the Azorah. This shall be to you for an everlasting decree. On the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, ta'anu es nafshei seichem, you shall pain your soul by not eating or drinking. And on Yom Kippur, you are not allowed to do work. Ha'ezroch, the native, the regular yid, v'hager hagar b'seichechem, and the ger that lives amongst you. Ki v'ayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letareschem, because on this day of Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive you to purify you. Mikoil chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, from all your averus before Hashem, you shall become purified. The pasuk at the end is saying that when will Hashem forgive you? Only mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, if you will do tshuva and you will purify yourself from all your averis. Shabbat Shabboson Hilochem, a complete rest it shall be to you. This lashon of Shabbat Shabboson is only stated by Yom Kippur and on a regular Shabbos. But on Yom Tovim, it says just Shabboson. The reason for this is because the level of rest on a Yontif is not as great as Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Because on a regular Yontif, you may do melacha, you may do work for Oichel Nefesh, for the preparation of food. For example, you may cook on Yontif. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you may not cook. Therefore, the pasuk says, Shabbos, Shabboson. V'ini semes nafshei seichem, and you shall pain your soul, chukas oilam, an everlasting decree. Sephorna explains, why does it say twice chukas oilam, once in pasuk chavtes, and a second time in pasuk lamed aleph? He says, the first time where it says v'hoiso lochem l'chukas oilam ta'anu es nafshei seichem, the pasuk is saying that you might think that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohen Gadol is doing all the avodos in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you might think it's not necessary to fast, it's not necessary to stop from doing work, since the main thing is the avoda that the Kohen Gadol does. Therefore the pasuk says, chukas oilam, it's an everlasting decree to fast and not to do work, even while the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda. Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us the opposite way. You might think, when is there an isser to do work? And when is there a din that you must fast? That's only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing and the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda. How do we know that the chiyuv to fast and not to do work is even after the Churban, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Therefore, Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us, V'ini semes nafshaseichem, you shall pain your soul, chukas olam, for an everlasting decree, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk continues by telling us that you might think that the Avodah of Yom Kippur can only be done by Aharon, because in this parasha, only Aharon is mentioned. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, any Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. V'chiper HaKohen. And any Kohen can do this Kapara. Whether he is a Kohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi, he is a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemna Mishcha, or Vashir Yimali Es Yodoi, or whether he is a Kohen Gadol that was just inaugurated without the Shemna Mishcha, because the Shemna Mishcha was hidden during the times of Yoshio, so there was no Shemna Mishcha after that. And the Kohanim Gedolim did not have any anointing, but rather they became Kohanim Gedolim by putting on the 8 begadim. So the Pasuk is saying that any Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah, whether he was Nimshach with the Shemana Mishcha, or whether he just became a Kohen Gadol by being inaugurated with the 8 clothing. Lechai tachas aviv, to be the Kohen and to serve instead of his father, because if he is fit for the job, the son will take the place of his father to become the Kohen Gadol. V'lovash es bigdei avod, bigdei hakodesh. And this Kohen Gadol will wear the linen clothing, the holy clothing. V'chiper es migdash hakodesh, and he will atone on the migdash hakodesh, the holy migdash, which means in the kodesh hakodashim, he will place the blood. V'es oyel moyed, and also in the oyel moyed, outside the pareches, he will sprinkle the blood. V'es hamizbeach yichaper, and place the blood on the mizbeach hapnimi. V'al hakoyanim. And on the Kohanim, Va'akol Am HaKohol, and on all the congregation of the people, Yechaper, he will atone. V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas olam. And this shall be to you for an everlasting decree, L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatoisam achas bashono, to atone on the b'nei Yisrael once a year for all of their averis. And the Pasuk is saying that even though there is no Beis HaMikdash, still, through tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. V'yas, and Aaron did, when Yom Kippur came, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, all these avoidos, like Hashem told Moshe. And Aaron did not do this for his own greatness, but rather only to be Mekayim, to fulfill the Gezerah, the decree of Hashem. Now let us see the Rashi's from Sheni. Pasuk Yudches, El HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. And he went to the Mizbeach, which was before Hashem. Zeh Mizbeach Azov. This is the golden Mizbeach, Shehu Lefnei Hashem Bahechol, which is before Hashem, in the Hechol, in the Oil Moed. Uma Talmud Loima V'yotza. So if he remains inside the Oil Moed, why does the Pasuk say V'yotza, he went out? V'fisheh, he's a Hazois ala Peroiches, since he sprinkled the dam, the blood, before the Peroiches, V'omad Minam Mizbeach Ulefnim, and he stood from the Mizbeach inward, V'hizo, and he sprinkled the blood, Uvematonis HaMizbeach. And when he placed the blood on the Mizbeach, his kiku lotes min HaMizbeach ulechut, he must go out from the Mizbeach outward, v'yaschil mikeren mizrachas tzvoines, and start from the northeastern corner, so therefore he must stand outward from the Mizbeach outward between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Olam Moed. V'chiper olav, and he will atone on the Mizbeach. Umahi kaparose, what is its atonement? V'lokach midam apar, umidam asor muravim delatech zeh. He will mix the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat together, and put it on the corners of the Mizbeach. V'hiza olav min adom, achashinosen matonis betzboi alkarnoisov, after he placed the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach, maza hazois alkagoi, he will sprinkle zayin hazois, 7 sprinkles on its roof. V'tiaroi, and he will purify it mimash she'ovar, from the past, tumma, v'kiddush el'osid lavoi, and sanctify it for the future, since it lost its Kedusha by becoming Tamei. Now he will reinstate this Kedusha. Ish iti, a timely man, hamuchan lekach miyam esmoel, one who was prepared from the previous day. May ace la ace, from the day before. Uvo Aaron el oil ma'id, and Aaron will enter into the oil ma'id. Amru rabbi seinu she'in zem mekoymet shal mikrozeh. Our chacham tell us this pasuk is out of order. And they say their reason in Maseches Yuma. And they say, this whole parasha was said in the order of the Avodah, except for this entering into the Oil Moed. Because this took place after the Kohen Gadol did his Oilah and the Oilah of the and the smoking of the parts of the bull and the seer Sori Lashem, Shinasim Bechus, which they were done outside while the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Bigdei Zov, the Toivel, and he will immerse himself in the mikvah, Mekadesh, wash his hands and feet, Upoishtan, and remove the Bigdei Zov, Veloivesh Bigdei Lavan, and put on the Bigdei Lavan. Really, the order should be in Rashi. Umekadesh, he will wash his hands and feet, Upoishtan, and remove the Bigdei Zov, Vitoivel, and immerse himself in the mikvah on the roof of Beis Parva, and then put on the Bigdei Lavan. And he will enter the Oil Moed to remove the ladle which was used to bring in the Keteres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the shovel that was carrying the coals that was used when he brought the Keteres inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he will remove his linen clothing after he removes the Kaf and the Machta, the Loivish Bigdei Zov, and he will put on his gold clothing, the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, in order to bring the Tamid of the afternoon, the Zehu Seder HaAvoidos, and this is the order of the Avoidos of the day. Tamid Shel Shachar Bigdei Zov. He would wear the Bigdei Zov for the Tamid in the morning. Vavoidos Parvisor HaPnimim, and Avoida of the bull and the goat that were done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, uketeres shel machta, and the keteres with the shovel, the Bigdei Lavan, they were done with the linen clothing. The Eloi, the Eloam, and his aisle, and the aisle of the umiksas hamusafim, and part of the karbonos musaf for the day, the Bigdei Zov, were done with the gold clothing. The hoitzoas hakaf umachta, the Bigdei Lavan, the removal of the ladle and the shovel was done with the Bigdei Lavan. Rishiyori hamusafim, and then the Tamid of the afternoon, the Keteres, which was done on the inside Mizbeach, all were done with the gold clothing, and that was the order of the day. And the order of the Psukim, according to the order of the Avoidos, is like this. First comes Pasuk Chaf Beis, where he sent the goat Lazozel. Then comes Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Verochas es Besor Bamayim. He was Tovel in Beis Parva, and he put on his golden clothing, V'yotza V'osa Salosoi, V'schel V'chatos. And then he will bring his oila and the chatos on the Mizbeach. V'chol ha-parasha ad v'achoy ken yovei l'machaneh. And the whole parasha until after Pasuk Chaf Ches, V'achoy ken yovei l'machaneh. And first then comes Pasuk Chaf Gimel Uva Aaron, where he put on his white clothing to take out the calf and the machta. In Sefer Shem Oilam, he asks the Kasha, why does Rashi say that all the psukim until after Va'achoy Chen Yovai Alamachne, until after Pasuk Chaf Ches, all come before Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where Aaron entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the machta? All Rashi should have said is that Pasuk Chaf Gimel comes after Pasuk Chaf Hei, after he was makriv his isle and the isle of the and was makriv the emurim of the chatois. Why does Pasuk Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, and Chaf Ches, which speak about the tumah of the person that took the sa'ir lazazel and the tumah of the person that burnt the chatois outside the machne, why do they come before Pasuk Chaf Gimel? It is fine to say Pasuk Chaf Gimel after Pasuk Chaf Hei, after he did the Avoidus Bachutz of burning the aisle on the Mizbeach and burning the Chatas, the Emurim of the Chatas of the Mizbeach. That's when he went inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf HaMachta. Why do we have to say the Psukim that deal with Tumah before Pasuk Chaf Gimel? The Tzarachian, he does not give an answer. Zakrashi v'hinicham sham, he will leave them there, melamesh et tu'unin gniza. This teaches us that they must be put into storage. V'lo yishtamesh v'oysenar bar begodim liyom ha-kippurim acher. And he will not use these four begodim for another Yom Kippur. V'rochas es besori, he will be toivel in a mikvah, l'mala l'madnu. Earlier in Pasuk Dalet we learnt, mi v'rochas es besori ulevesham. From the Pasuk, v'rochas es besori ulevesham, shekeshehu mishane mi big dezov l'big delovan. When he was changing from the big dezov to the linen clothing, ton tefillah, he needs a tefillah. Sheba oisa tefillah, because by that tefillah, poshat big dezov, sheovar behem avoides tamid shel shachar, he took off the gold clothing which he used for the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Lavash, Big Day Lavon, and then he put on the linen clothing, Lavoidas Hayoim, for the special Lavoida for the day of Yom Kippur. The Kan Lamadnu, and from this Pasuk, from this Tefillah, we learn, Shekeshuhu Mishanei Mi Big Day Lavon Le Big Day Zov, when he is changing from his linen clothing back to his gold clothing, Ton Tefillah, he also needs Tefillah. B'makom Kadosh, where does this Tefillah take place? In a holy place. Hamakudish Bekdushas Azara, that had the Kedusha of the Azara. Vehi Hoysa Begach Beis Parva, and this was on the roof of the chamber of Parva. Since Parva donated this chamber, it was called Beis Parva. And on this roof was where the Kohen Gadol did the second, third, fourth, and fifth tefillah. V'chein dalat tefillah is habois choyvel ayoyim, and so too the four tefillahs that came because of the chi of the obligation for Yom Kippur, all four of those tefillahs were done on the roof of Beis Parvo. Aval harishona, but the first tefillah of the day, which could not be in the Azorah, because he cannot enter the Azorah before he was tefillah, that had to be hoysa b'chil, that was in the area called chil, which did not have the kedusha of the Azorah. One has to understand why the Torah first says b'mokem kadosh, that the tefillah was done on the roof of Beis Parva, first over here in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, which was the second tefillah on the roof of Beis Parva. It should have said b'mokem kadosh in Pasuk Dalet. It should have said v'rochas b'mayim es besoroi b'mokem kadosh, because over there, that was the first time he was tevil b'Beis Parva, on the roof of Beis Parva. We also have to know why over here it says Verochas es besoroi b'mayim, as opposed to Pasuk Dalet that says Verochas b'mayim es besoroi, the other way around. The Ayin Meshech Chachma that discusses this diak. And Rashi continues, V'lovash es begodov, and then he will wear his clothing, which is referring to Shmoyde begodov, the eight begodim, Shu oivid bohem kol yomois hashana, that he uses when he does the avoida all year round. V'yoto, and he goes out. Here it literally means that he goes out, min ha-heichel el ha-chotzer, from inside the heichel to outside in the courtyard, shemizbeach ha-oila sham, where the mizbeach ha-oila is over there. V'oso, and he will be makriv es oilosai, which is ayel ha-oila, the ayel ha-oila ha-omer lamala that was stated earlier, b'zois yovai aharon el ha-kodesh bepar ben boker l'chatos v'ayel ha-oila, v'es oilas ha-om, and he will bring the oila of the om, v'ayel ha-oila, the ayel of the oila ha-omer lamala that is stated earlier, umei es hadas v'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei se'ire izim l'chatos, v'ayel echad la-oila. And the fat of the korban chatos, a mure par besoyer, the parts that go on the mizbeach from the bull and the goat, yakter hamizbeach, he will smoke on the mizbeach, al mizbeach achitzon, on the outside mizbeach, the ilu bipnimi, because on the mizbeach apnimi ksiv, the pasuk says at the end of parshas titzaveh, l'salu olav keteres zorah v'oilu mincha, you should not bring a keteres zorah, a strange keteres, on this mizbeach, and not an animal for an oilu, and not flour for a mincha. So therefore it must be discussing the outside mizbeach. Asher huvez domom lahechol v'lefnai v'lefnim, he will take the remainder of the par and the chatos, the one whose blood was brought to the heichol, which means the blood was sprinkled outside the pareches, and whose blood was brought into the kodesh hakadoshim, and he will burn the rest of this par. And Rashi says v'chipar ha-koyin asher yimshach, Kapora zu shel Yom Kippurim ainu kasher el b'kohen gadol. The kapora and the avoda of Yom Kippur is only kosher by and through a kohen gadol. L'fisha nemar kol ha-parasha ba-aron, since this whole parasha was stated that it was done by Aharon, chutzruch loymar, therefore the pasuk must say b'kohen gadol ha-bo achorov sheyehei kamoyu, that another kohen gadol that will come in future generations, that he will also be like Aharon and kosher to do the avoda. And the one who will fill his hand and be inaugurated, I only know that the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha may do the Avodah. Meruba Begadim Minayin, one who just wore the extra clothing, the eight Begadim, how do we know that since he was not Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, he can still do the Avodah? Therefore the Pasuk says that even the one that just had an inauguration and did not get anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, he is also kosher to do the Avodah. V'heim kol ha-koyhanim gedoylim, and they are all the koyhanim gedoylim sha'amdu mi-yoshiyo ve'elech, that came after from Yoshiyo and on. She'biyomov, because in the days of Yoshiyo, nigniza tzloiches shal Shemen HaMishcha, the jar of Shemen HaMishcha was hidden. L'chayin tachas aviv, to serve in the place of his father, l'lameit, This teaches us, if his son is fit to take over his place and become Kohen Gadol, he comes before any other person. And Rashi in Parasha Tetzaveh, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed, Divra Maschol Tachtov, says the same thing. Vayas and Aaron did Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kishegiya Yom Kippurim. When it reached the day of Yom Kippur, he did these avoidas. Also Kiseder Hazeh, he did like this Seder. Ulahaget Shvachin Shel Aharon. The Pasuk is telling us the praise of Aharon. Shelo Haya Loifshon Ligdulosai. He did not wear the big day Kohen Gadol and the Gadim for Yom Kippur for his own greatness, Elo Kimekayim Gzeres HaMelech, only to fulfill the decree of Hashem. So Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk has to say that Aaron did like Hashem told Moshe. Obviously he did like Hashem told Moshe. It's only to tell you the Shvach of Aharon that he didn't do it for his own Gedula, but just to be Mekayim, the Gzera of Hashem. And so we find in other places where it says, Lahagit Shvach Shel Aharon Shloshina, in Parshas Baal Oischa in the beginning, and also at the end of Parshas Sav, where it says also, Lahagit Shvach Shel Aharon Shloshina Yamin Usmol, he did not turn to the left or the right, he did exactly like Hashem said by the Parsha of the Miluim, all the way at the end of Parshas Sav.